Okay, so I want to open up just with show you a machlokas taz in bir halacha, and with that machlokas, which is going to be just interesting in the poskim, then see how it plays itself out in a major sugya. So take a look at the taz simin shin yuzayin halacha aleph. He quotes the machlokas that we saw, Rashi versus the Rambam, and then he says when it comes to determine, he says. The Rosh and Rashi, they don't make a difference between Maisa Uman or not. Ela hakol toloi bedas ha'odam hakosher l'chud. De'im dato shi'isha er kein la'olam, da'ainu kozman she'ef shari, lo lios kayam, v'lo nitztarech la'atiro, ve'eno katsav zman bedato matay atiro, zeu chayef, v'im kotze bedato eze zman she'bavadai atiro, oz poter yia hazman ma shi'yeh, de'chi ve'en kan kem she'ef lo hakol pan zman. The iser yesh kan shtocho zman who mikri shalkiu avam choshe bedato la'atir biyomo zelo mikri zman klal umutir lechatchila. So says the Taz, in determining whether or not it's called a kesher shalkayama or a kesher she'eno shalkayama, doraisa draban remutir, everything depends on the das hakosher. Whatever the das hakosher is, that's going to be koveh. So if it's his subjective intention is to take a knot and leave it permanently, you're chayav. If his subjective intention is to undo it over a period of time, so for that period of time it's permanent, but it's not really permanent, and therefore it says drabban. If your intention is to undo it later that day, it's going to be mutter lechatchila. That is the position of the Taz. Everything is a function of the subjective das hakosher. And if you look at the Bir Halacha in the beginning of Siman Shin Yud Zayin, Divas hakosher, he quotes the Taz and he writes, Ach ze et paleh. I find this to be very, very difficult, a very strange position, and that it's not a function. He quotes the Taz, and he says, well, fi ani yus daiti, tsarech iyun gadol. I disagree. Denire, de kesher shedarko shel ha'olam la'asoso bekvius. If the nature of the knot, as people make that knot, is to be permanent, lo azmin embosim akshev zakosho batal shem kesher mimenu, in other words, if the way that people make this knot is permanent, the fact that I subjectively have a das to undo it is irrelevant. Everything goes by the what we'll call the tsuras hakesher. The tsuras hakesher. If the tsuras hakesher is permanent, for example, a knot that is made by the ushkaf or the gamolim or the saponim, the nature of the knot is to be permanent. The fact that this particular person might want to undo it is not going to undo, is not going to alter the nature of the knot. In other words, according to the, and I would perhaps, if you go back to our first shiur that we gave, one might be masbir this machlokas in the following fashion. Do we look at knots objectively, or do we look at them, what my intention is? If you look at my intention, so maybe the nature of the iser of kosher is to make a chibur. The idea is to take two items and be mechaber them together via a knot. If that's the idea, to go ahead and make a chibur, so then, yes, is this called a real chibur or not? That might depend on, do I plan on leaving this or do I plan on undoing it? If my intention is to undo it, it's not a real chibur, it's not a permanent chibur, and therefore you can't argue that that's going to be something you're chai for. If, however, the isser is not a chibur, the isser is making knots. That is the isser. Therefore, you're going to look at the nature of the knot. Is this knot, by its very nature, a permanent type of knot? The fact that I have subjective intention is not going to change the nature of the knot. So therefore, says the Bir Halacha towards the end of the piece, he asks the following question. Let's say, and he quotes the Prima Gadim, a suffix of the Prima Gadim. If a Prima wants to know the following question. Maybe you can say, if you find yourself without tzitzis on Shabbos, make yourself tzitzis on Shabbos, with an intention that the second Shabbos is over, you're going to go ahead and untie the tzitzis. According to Taz, what would you say to that? What? It's allowed. It's allowed. Why? Because the tzitzis now, are they really called mechubarim to the beggar? They're not really called mechubarim to the beggar because I intend to, in 12 hours, I intend to undo it. But what's the nature of tzitzis knots? If you look at the nature of tzitzis knots themselves, they're permanent. They're real knots. They have a core definition of a knot. And therefore, according to the Bir Halacha, there's no question whatsoever. The fact that you subjectively intend to undo it is not going to change anything. The nature of that knot is a permanent knot. And that is going to be what you're going to be chayav for. And that is the core machlokas and position of the bialacha. With that background, I want to jump into this sugya of tefillin knots, because tefillin knots is also going to be very relevant to this question, and I think there's a very fascinating sugya that shows the intersection of different areas of halacha. So the Gemara Maseches Erev and Daf Ayin Daf Tzadi Zayin discusses if you have tefillin that are omid bibizayon in a public thoroughfare, they're going to get trampled on, they're going to get treated improperly with lack of respect, and therefore you want to get them inside. The problem is it's Shabbat, it's Rosh HaRabim, and you're not allowed to carry from Rosh HaRabim into Rosh HaYachid. So the Gemara suggests an Eitzah, and the Eitzah is to wear the tefillin in. Since tefillin is a adornment, is a tachshit, so you're allowed to wear it on Shabbos. If you're wearing it, so then it's not called carrying, so you're allowed to wear it in. Machlokas, a detail machlokas in the Mishnah, whether you can wear one at a time or you can even wear two at a time, because there is space on your bicep and on your head for two pair of tefillin. You'll notice in Eretz Yisrael, you do have some people that, in the world, you have many people that wear Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam. That's a common minhag, but most people have the minhag of wearing Rabbeinu Tam tefillin. They wear the Rabbeinu Tam tefillin after they finish the Rashi, then they'll put on the Rabbeinu Tam. There are certain people in Eretz Yisrael, you find they wear very small tefillin, and they wear Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam tefillin simultaneously at the same time, and that's based on this Gemara, because there is room on your arm and on your head for two pair of tefillin, and they wear two pair of tefillin at the same time. Okay, so so that's a deep machlokas. The Gemara has a number the Gemara makes a distinction between new tefillin and old tefillin. Chadoshos, the Gemara suggests you're not allowed to bring in. Yeshonos, old tefillin, you're allowed to bring in. And the Gemara suggests one possibility for that distinction is because back in the day they used to make amulets. And they used to make amulets that looked a lot like tefillin, but a person's not going to go through the effort of making the knots and everything if it's just an amulet. And therefore, if it hasn't done that, then you're choshesh that maybe it's not tefillin, it's an amulet. That's by chadoshos. But if you have the knots, then you can assume it's tefillin. That's one distinction the Gemara makes. But then the more fundamental distinction is that maybe the issue is, according to Rabbi Yehuda, is if it's chadoshos, what would be necessary to go ahead and carry it properly outside, to wear it outside? You have to go ahead and make a proper kesher. And to make a proper kesher on Shabbos would be usur. If they're yeshanos, they're ready tied, then you wouldn't have to make a kesher, and that you could bring in. That is, comes along Rabbeinu Tam, and Rabbeinu Tam says, Mikan Rai, let's take a look at Tosas. Says Tosas in Shabbos, in Erev, in Datsari Vavmud Beis, Mikan Rai. From here you have a raya, Amar Rabbeinu Tam, de'ein tzarech b'chol yom lahatir keshet tefillin. V'lachz v'likshor, b'shosh manichim, k'gon shayi, Amar Rabbeinu Olyo, dimkein chadoshos amai osir, hachem yishum k'shira, halo havei keshet kayama. Oh. So first of all, so comes along Rabbeinu Tam and says this Gemara represents a slam dunk raya against Rabbeinu Olyo. Because what does Rabbeinu Eliyahu say? Rabbeinu Eliyahu says shita, that when the Torah tells by tefillin, the Torah says, ukshartem, you have to tie the tefillin. Rabbeinu Eliyahu is a literalist. He understands that every single morning when you put on your tefillin, you don't just, as we say in English, we don't just lay the tefillin, we don't just lay the phylacteries. What do we have to do? We have to ukshartem, which means, says Rabbeinu Eliyahu, you have to untie and retie the tefillin every single morning. So that's true, then why would it be us to go ahead, says Rabbeinu Tam, to bring in the chadoshos? After all, you're going to bring in chadoshos, you're going to make a knot. Usser. What do you mean? After all, tomorrow morning, what are you going to do, according to Rabbeinu Eliyahu?
Untie and retie.
You're going to untie and retie, which means that the knot that you made on Shabbos is what kind of knot? Is a kesher sheh? Eino shel kayama, and therefore would be mutter. So why can't you bring in chadasha? So stop here for a second. Point number one I want to make is Tosfos learning like Rashi or like the Rambam Rif?
Rashi.
Correct. He's learning like Rashi and not Rambam Rif, because according to Rambam Rif, l'chora, the tefillin knot is what kind of knot? Is a ma'isa uman kind of knot. So anyway, it's going to go ahead, and even if you're going to untie it, it's going to be at least an iser derabanan. Tosis only entertains the question of kesher shel kayama, which means Tosis, not surprisingly, is in the camp of is in the camp of Rashi. And that's not so surprising. Yes, maybe Nisra Rabban will be lifted when it comes to Bizar not tefillin, but the fact that it's not even talked about in Tosas suggests that Tosas is following his alter Zaidi, is following the view of Rashi. So that's not a shot. As an aside, this is a weird way. Moreover, does Tosas seem to link in more to the Taz or to the Bir Halacha? Taz is correct. Why? It's based on your intention. Your intention is to do what? Is to untie the next day, and therefore that would convert this into what kind of kasher? Kasher sheh? Eino shel kayama. So Tosas would seem to, again, line up nicely with the view of the Taz. Yafeh. Excellent. Okay. But what's the raya? Says Rabbeinu Tam, there's a raya that we do not hold like Rabbeinu Elio. And what then is the mitzvah of tefillin, says the Rabbeinu Tam? So Rabbeinu Tam says, Rabbeinu Elio has his own raya. Umashe Rabbeinu Elio raya. Midar b'sof ha-komitz rabba. At the end of the fourth parak in Maseches Menachos, the Gemara discusses tefillin, and it says, tefillin me'ema sai mevarech. When do you make the bracha on tefillin? And the language of the Gemara is Mishas Hanacha Ad Shas Kshira. You can't make the bracha too early, you can't make it too late. When do you make the bracha? Mishas Hanacha. Translate into English.
From the time you
place it, you lay the tefillin until the time you are kosher. So comes along the Rabbeinu Elio and says, you see that you have to be kosher. So that's a raya for Rabbeinu Elio's position. So says Rabbeinu Tam, don't get so excited. Lav hainu kshira mamish. It doesn't mean what?
Actual
kosher. What does it mean? It means hiduk. Hiduk, when you fasten the tefillin on your arm, when you bind yourself in the tefillin. And after all, that's how we use the term kshira. Don't be such a literalist. When it says kshira, sometimes you have friends that are so close that you say about them, they are tied at the hip. What does tied at the hip mean? You never heard that expression? They're connected. They're inextricably linked. They're connected to each other. Does that mean they're literally Siamese, that they're tied? They're not tied, but they are very, very linked. That's all it means over here, is that they are, you ever heard the, Yankel and Leah are getting together and they're tying the knot. What does it mean they're tying the knot? They're not tying any knots. What kind of knot are they tying? They're not tying any knots. What are they doing? They are binding themselves to each other till death do us part. They are becoming besties forever. That is. What? So the kshira doesn't have to mean, don't be such a literalist. It doesn't mean to tie. It means to connect, to bind, to link in. And says Rabbeinu Tam, don't get so excited by that raya from Rabbeinu Elio. Okay, good. Yafe. So that's a fundamental machlokes Rabbeinu Elio and Rabbeinu Tam. And Rabbeinu Tam says, I have a raya muchachas against Rabbeinu Elio from the Gemara in Erevin. After all, why, according to Rabbeinu Elio, could you not bring in chadoshes? Comes along the Mordechai. Comes on the Mordechai, and the Mordechai brings up a very, very interesting issue, in my opinion, and really opens up this sugya in a very special way. I'm going to give you the background of the Mordechai, and I want to make a special shout-out to Yitzi Warren and Eitan Tiegman, who really crunches Mordechai very, very well. So, as part of the background to the Mordechai, and laying this all out for them, the Mordechai has the following yisod. But before the Mordechai is working on the found Gemara. Listen to this Gemara. Daf Tesamer Aleph in Maseches Chulin. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav. Talmud Chacham. If you're a Talmud Chacham, Tzarech sheyilmod gimel dvarim. You have to teach over. You have to know three things if you're a Talmid Chacham. That's like the litmus test. What are the three things? Ksav, you got to know how to write. Shchita and Mila. Ksav, Shchita and Mila. Rav Chananya Bar Shalmei, Mishmei Derav Amar, added three things that a Talmid Chacham has to be able to know to teach over, and that is, he has to know as well, Kesher Shel Tefillin, Birchas Chasanim, how to do Sheva Brachos, and Tzitzis. And Tzitzis. So he added three things, Shchita Mila and Ksav. And what are the added three? Kesher Tefillin, Tzitzis, and Birchas Chasanim. V'idach, what about the first man to Amar? Why did he not count these added three things? So the Gemara says, Hani Shchichan. Those added three things are so common. Shchicha. They're common, so like, you don't need, that's not like your litmus test, Talmid Chacham litmus test. Everyone knows Tefillin, Tzitzis, Berchas Chasanim, that's like the basics, those are the ABCs. So comes along Rabbeinu Eliyahu, and Rabbeinu Eliyahu looks at this Gemara and says, what do you see from this Gemara? That Kesher Tefillin is what?
Common.
It's common. You know why it's common? Because every single day you untie and retie the tefillin. It's so common. Take a look at the Mordechai. Take a look at the Mordechai. So the Mordechai quotes this Gemara, and the Mordechai says, you don't have to teach a Talmid Chacham about Kesher Tefillin and Tzitzis. Second line, De ain't Tzarech Limud. Mishum Shemini Urav Baki. He's an expert from his youth. And Mikan Hochiach Rabbeinu Eliyahu mi Paris, to Kesher Shel Tefillin Sarach Lasosim Bechol Yom B'Shashem Anichon. You have to make it tefillin every single day. It's a riot. It's so common. That's why you don't need a Talmid Chacham. Everyone knows this. Every 12-year-old boy knows this as he's getting ready for his bar mitzvah. How to tie tefillin. What's the big deal? What's the big deal? That is the raya of the Rabbeinu Eliyahu. Down, down, down. What does Rabbeinu Tam say to this? Rabbeinu Tam says back, no, you misunderstood the whole Gemara. You read the Gemara wrong. Rabbeinu Tam docha. Dachachi perusho. This is what... What did we say? How did the Gemara say? First three cases were, you got to be a Talmid Chacham, Ksav, Shchita, and Mila. Rav Chananya added Kesher Tefillin, Tzitzis, and Birchas Chasanim. What did the first man Dachachi say? The first man says, V'idach, Hani, these are shchicha. How did Rabbeinu Eliyahu learn that line? V'idach, hani, shchicha. Is that the second three are so common that what? Everyone knows it. Now you don't need to be a Talmid Chacham. It's not the test. And therefore he brings a raya that tefillin, kesher tefillin, has to be tied and untied every single day. Comes on Rabbeinu Tam and says, no, you misunderstood the Gemara. What does V'idach Hani Shchichan mean? V'idach? No. The latter three are so uncommon. They're so rare that a Talmid Chacham doesn't even have to know them. Because how many times are you tying your tefillin in your life?
Once.
At most one time. Tzitzis one time. Birchas Chasan, how many times are you getting married?
Zero.
One time you're getting married, game over, that's it. You don't have to be an expert in this area. These are so uncommon. You know what's common? Shchita's common. Writing, giving edus, that's common. That you have to know. But the other three are so uncommon. That's how Rabbi Tam learns. Rabbeinu Tam Docha, Hachi Berusha. Rabbi Yehuda Lo Chashav Hanach Ela Shchita Milo Mishum Dahani Shchicha Tvei. Wow, what a beautiful shock of Atari. And then he quotes Rabbeinu Tam. And he says, Rabbeinu Tam, Raya against Rabbeinu Eliyahu from where? From Hakometz Rabbah. Meaning, I'm sorry, he's Docha, the Raya from Hakometz Rabbah. What did the Raya from Hakometz Rabbah say? Menachos, what does it say over there, Menachos? When do you make the bracha from? Shaz Hanocha, until when? Shas Kshira. So what's Rabbeinu Tam say to that? No. Kshira doesn't mean tying a knot. Literally, it means being bonded. Yafeh. And then Rabbeinu Tam, Higzik Dvar, where it's underlined, And he says, "They be running perak hamotzi tefillin. Danger glass is a kesher b'chol yom. Mita chazina hosla osla kosher b'shabbes. Afilah v'kesher kayama. Vima atir b'chola v'kesher kayama. V'shorei l'shma mino de ein sarak l'kosham b'chol yom." That's the raya of Rabbeinu Tam against Rabbeinu Eliyahu. Good, good. So we've seen two rayas from Rabbeinu Eliyahu. The raya from where? From Menachos. The raya from Chulin. And Rabbeinu Tam was successfully docha those two rayas. We have one raya against Rabbeinu Eliyahu from Erevin, and so far that raya sounds reasonable. Reasonable. Now comes along a third shita. Third shita. Which I really love this shita. I'm doing this Mordechai for this shita. What's the third shita? What does Rabbeinu Tam say? How often do you have to tie a tefillin?
Once.
Once in your life. Maybe. That's it. The real mitzvah is? And what bracha do we make, by the way? Lehaniach tefillin. We make a bracha, lehaniach tefillin. Does he really? I don't think so. Lehaniach tefillin. That would be pretty cool. But I don't think so. You'll double check. You'll double check. The bracha is lehaniach tefillin, which supports Rabbeinu Tam. Says the Yesh Mefarshim in the Mordechai. Look at this. The Yesh Mefarshim. According to Rabbeinu Tam, how often do you have to tie a tefillin?
Once.
According to Rabbeinu Eliyahu,
every day.
Yesh Mefarshim dekesher tefillin shal yad b'chol yom kol shro matiro v'shal rosh kesher shal kayamahu. So says the Yesh Mefarshim, a third sheet, a split view. Rabbeinu Tam is right when it comes to tefillin shal rosh, and Rabbeinu Eliyahu is right when it comes to tefillin shal yad. Could someone give me pshat in the Yesh Mefarshim? Avikon, is that a hand or not?
Yes.
Are you confident?
Not really.
If you're not confident, the answer is obvious. Because if you have the right answer, you'll know this is definitely the right answer. If you're vacillating, if this is the right answer, then it's probably not the right answer. But once you have the right answer, like you'll say, yeah, this is Pasha. Do you have the right answer, Benjamin?
I believe so.
It's like push to you. Go ahead.
Yeah, for the show Yad, you're actually like...
No. You're saying something, but you're not saying it. You're not on it.
There's no lania for...
No. Once you hear the answer, say, oh, yeah, that's a pshat. It's so, V.H. Mepharshim is no...
That's my answer.
The question is as follows. According to Rabbeinu Tam, both the tefillin shal yad and tefillin shal rosh, there's a mitzvah of hanocha, but not shira. When it comes to Rabbeinu Eliyahu, you have to tie both every single day. And Yesh Mefarshim bifurcates. He says, when it comes to tefillin shal yad, you have to tie. Tefillin shal rosh, you don't have to tie. He just laid the tefillin shal rosh. Yes?
It's partial when you're talking about rosh that you, hanicha, you place it because that's what you do. You put on the rosh and you place it on your head and you leave it. But for the yad, you actually tie it at the end.
Better. We need better. It's so obvious. So simple. It's so simple. Yitzigekovich. Ethan. No. You don't answer with a why.
When you tighten it, you're finishing it up.
What?
Yeah,
no! No! The ants has to start with. No.
What?
Doesn't depend. Rabosai, start with Chumash. What does the Chumash say? Ukshartem laos al yodecha vehayu letotafos beinenecha. What is the Chumash telling you? It's just Chumash. Is that when it comes to the mitzvah of Shel Yad, what's the mitzvah? Ukshartem. What is the mitzvah of Tefillin Shel Rosh? Vehayu. What does Vehayu mean? It shall be there. It shall be there. You'll notice, by the way, the bracha on us Ashkenazim, when we make two brachas on Tefillin. What bracha do we make on the tefillin shel yad? lehaniach. Even according to Rabbeinu Tam, shita, but it demands a verb. Lehaniach, we are literally fastening, we're placing the tefillin. What is the mitzvah bracha on the shel rosh? It's al mitzvah's tefillin. It's not on an asiyah. What is the mitzvah of shel rosh? It's to be crowned in tefillin. It's to be crowned. It's a mitzvah of status that you are now a kafta shemona tefillin. And therefore, there is no mitzvah of, the mitzvah is not a verb. It's a mitzvah of a state of being, which is a state of being adorned, crowned with the tiferes, the pe'er of tefillin. Okay. In theory. Yes. Okay, Vaitern Shas. Rabosai. So we have three shitas now. We, of course, paskin like the Rabbeinu Tam, but did Rabbeinu Eliyahu know how to learn?
Yes.
How is Rabbeinu Eliyahu going to extricate himself from the sugya in Maseches? So here we are going to introduce a new yesod. And I have rayas for this yesod, a bunch of rayas for this yesod. I'll share one or two now, and then they'll come up a couple of times over the course of the year. But the yesod is like this. And this is already a one-liner in the Mordechai, and then picked up by other achronim, especially the Minchas Chinuch. Watch this. Says the Mordechai, Veli Nire, it seems to me that I pass, and we're passing like Rabbeinu Tam. Once the kesher shel yad is made, it's a kesher, it doesn't have to be undone, it's permanent. End of story. But now he says, Miu, nireli, derayas Rabbeinu Tam eino raya. The raya of Rabbeinu Tam is not a good raya. Why not? Da'af al gav delav kesher hu. Is a knot that's going to be undone tomorrow called a kesher?
No,
it's not a kesher. Next. Rachmana karye kesher. The Torah called it a kesher. What does that mean? End. Period. Over. What does it mean?
Short.
Once the Torah recognizes this as a kesher in Hilchos Tefillin, what is it called?
Kesher.
It's a kesher. And once it's a kesher in Hilchos Tefillin, then what? Then it's a kesher in Kol HaTorah Kula. It's a kesher. Because if the Torah is calling this Ukshartem, when are you going to do it? When are you going to do it? No, you're going to do it tomorrow, according to Rabbeinu Eliyahu. Tomorrow it's being undone. Yet, is it a kesher? And when you put it through the computer that is Torah Hashem, does it compute kesher? Yes. Why? Because Hilchos Tefillin recognizes it as a kesher. And therefore, in Hilchos Shabbos, it's a kesher too. The Torah rendered it a kesher. It's called a significant knot. Now, Bose, is this about chibur or about the knot itself? It's about the knot itself. Is a kesher tefillin bonding anything, really? No, it's a knot. But that knot, is it a Torah-recognized knot? It's going to be undone tomorrow? Doesn't make a difference. When it comes to your human knots that you have your own reasons for, good, that it has to be a Keshel Kayama. Yeshua, it has to be Keshel Kayama. But when it comes to a knot that's an objective kind of knot, that the Torah recognizes, is this going to be true by Tzitzis as well?
Yes.
Yeah, Tzitzis has a din of a Kesher Elyon Doraisa, and therefore that knot is going to be significant, irrespective of your subjective intent. Why? Because it has an objective chalos shame not. I'll give you two other examples of this idea. Rabosa, we learned in one of the first shiurim out of quarantine, I believe, we learned about Meleches Zorea. Remind me, I'm sure you're doing tremendous chazara, remind me, what is the shear of Zorea?
A
grogeris. Well, I'll refresh your memory a little further. It's Machlokas Rambam and Rashi. Machlokas Rambam and Rashi. According to, now I'm forgetting who's who, but I remember it's Machlokas Rambam and Rashi. Rashi said, and daf ayin gimel, Rashi says that the shiron shel elu grogeres chutz michorish. The shir of Zorea is a grogeres, just choresh is not. And the Rambam said that the shir of Zorea is a kosher. Now, watch this. Let's say I plant on Shabbos less than a grogeres during the Shemitah year. I plant on Shabbos less than a grogeres, according to Rashi, during Shnas HaShemitah. I will tell you a secret. What's the shir zriya during Shnas HaShemitah? Hilchos Shemitah? A kolshu.
Wow.
So if you're planting less than a grogeres, now there's a tremendous irony about to come. Less than a grogeres in a Shemitah year? Are you chai for Shemitah?
Yes.
Once you're chai for Shemitah, then what? Is this called Zorea?
Yeah.
It's called Zorea. Even though on a regular Shabbos, it's not called Zorea, but in the Shemitah year, it's called Zorea, and therefore it's going to be Zorea even on Shabbos. Watch this. Tremendous irony coming. Are you chai for Shemitah?
No.
Why not?
Because you said there's tremendous irony coming.
Why not?
It's one action but two punishments, you get the
correct. So it's Kimle. Kimle is going to tell you that you're really not chayav for Shemitah. But in my opinion, you're still going to be chayav for Shabbos. Why? Because you're plugging it in. And it's Shemitah, and it's Shabbos. Shemitah's chayav for a kolshu. That triggers your chayav Shabbos. Now Kimle is going to undermine your chayav Shemitah, and you're going to be left with your chayav Shabbos. That's one example. I'll give you one more example. Rabosai. There's a Gemara in Maseches Shabbos Andaf Tzadi Dalit Tzadi Hey. Listen to this Gemara. Gemara tells us that on Shabbos you're not allowed to pluck out hairs. You can't take a haircut. Gozes. The Gemara says you can't take out, what's the shear of gozes?
Two hairs.
And the Gemara says, if you pluck out one white hair out of a head of black hairs, even though normally this shear is two hairs, but if you take out one white out of blacks, you are chayav even for one hair on Shabbos. And then the Gemara throws out a line. And not only that, you're also chayav on chol for doing that because of Lo silbash gever simlas isha. Because a man is not allowed to engage in feminine type activities. So one way to learn that Gemara is, you know why you chayav for one white hair out of black hairs on Shabbos, even though the shir is shnei saros? Is because since this is now called a significant halachic act, where in Hilchos lo silbash, it's going to be a significant halacha act also in Hilchos Gozes as well. That's one way of learning that Gemara. Okay, so that is the resolution of Rabbeinu Eliyahu. Do you see how Rabbeinu Eliyahu resolves the problem?
Yeah.
Is that once the kesher where in Hilchos Tefillin, it's now a kesher in Hilchos Shabbos. I'm going to close with two more points. Now, this point is elaborated a little bit more detail by the Minchas Chinuch. We're going to skip the Minchas Chinuch now. And I just want to bring up a very, very famous and striking Avnei Nezer. The Avnei Nezer was the Sukachava Rebbe, who also wrote the Eglei Tal. We have seen the Eglei Tal before. And the Avnei Nezer has an unbelievable chumrah. Unbelievable. Where he flips everything on its head. Says the Avnei Nezer the following. If on a regular weekday you want to borrow someone's tefillin, you want to borrow tefillin, and let's say the person that you're borrowing from has a huge head, and if you put on his tefillin, it's going to end up on your nose. It's going to really end up Bnei Necha, which is not the place. And therefore you have to adjust the tefillin. So what do? You untie the knot, and you retie the knot to your head. you daven, and you yotze tefillin. And now, when you're done, what do? You untie and readjust it back to his head. Says the Avnei Nezer, if you did that, A, you weren't yotze tefillin. B, your bracha is a bracha levatal. You don't believe me? Look inside. He says, Ra'iti lahazkir kan mas shalamadati me'agos Mordechai dechulin. He quotes our Mordechai. Tlididon delot chaim along Rabbi Eliyahu. We do not pass the Rabbi Eliyahu. And therefore, ino yotze betfilin ela bekesher shalchayama. In order to be yotze betfilin, what do you need? You need a kesher shalchayama. How do you define kesher shalchayama? Kamo be? Shabbos, the lo chosiv kesher el shalchayama. Duli didon. Oh. In other words, do we pass like this, Rabbi Eliyahu?
No.
Do we accept, therefore, the shtickle Torah of the Mordechai to explain Rabbi Eliyahu? It's a kesher and hilchos tefillin, it's a kesher and hilchos Shabbos. No, you know what? It's not the pshat that hilchos tefillin drives hilchos Shabbos. Hilchos Shabbos drives hilchos tefillin. If it's not a kesher kayama, it's not a kesher. And therefore, when you borrow your tefillin, you adjust it and readjust it back, I yotze tefillin. You're not yotzei tefillin. If you're not yotzei tefillin, then what? That's then your bracha is a bracha. But tell you haven't accomplished anything. You actually hurt yourself. That's the kamda of Avnei Nezer. Comes along Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach in the Shut Mincha Shlomo, which again we don't have time to do inside right now. But he basically says, no. And we're going all the way back to what we started with, the Bir Alacha. Rabosai, when it comes to tefillin, is the knot of tefillin al pidin a knot? Do you need to look to Hilchos Shabbos to learn what's a knot?
No.
Knots are going to be defined objectively, halachically. And once this is a bona fide tefillin knot, a halachic knot, we don't look to Hilchos Shabbos to determine. You look at the nature of the knot itself. And again, he develops the idea a little bit, but again, it all goes back to the core idea of, do we look at subjective in determining a knot, or do we look at objective? And the vision of the Bir Alacha, the vision of the Mordechai, the vision of how we pass an Alacha, not like the Avnei Nezer, we do not pass like this Avnei Nezer, is tefillin knot, tzitzis knot, are objective knots, and therefore, even if you make them with an intention of 20 minutes later to undo, they are objective halachic knots and have that status. That is how Rabbeinu Eliyahu understood. But even without Rabbeinu Eliyahu, that is a shita, that's an idea that will survive even if we don't pass on Rabbeinu Eliyahu. That is the nature of how knots work. And that is kind of the putting a lot of what we've done over the past couple of days together with some with a little bit of a tefillin spin to it. Halacha lamaisa. If you look at, we'll save this for your homework assignment. Shin Yud Zayin Halacha Aleph is where Hilchos Kosher are discussed, and it's very simple. It's very simple. What's the Psak Halacha? The answer is very simple. We are Machmir for the Rambam and Rashi and Shulta Gibor. In other words, permanent knots, you got to worry about a Doraisa. Mais Umin without permanence, Issud Rabbanan. Double knots that are tight, concerned because of the Shulta Gibor. And basically, if it's permanent or quasi-permanent, regular bow knot shoelaces, it's going to be mutter. Why? Because it's not tight and it's going to be undone later that day. Garbage knot, bow knot in the garbage. When are you undoing it?
Never.
That's going to be according to Rashi and Issud Doraisa, according to Rambam Rif and Issud Rabbanan. Again, and then we have to discuss the taz, the layer of the base yosef and the taz, a knot that's more than a day, less than a week. There we, in general, are machmir like the shita of the taz. Once it's more than a day, we are concerned about a knot. We'll take a look, Mitzvah Shem, tomorrow morning, quickly, Shin Yud Zayin Halacha Aleph, and we'll move into Inyanei Chanukah. Have an excellent afternoon.